Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite. Remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person, out of the store of goodness in his heart, produces good. But an evil person, out of a store of evil, produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. The Gospel of the Lord.
The young priests often get assigned to help with the young people, middle schoolers and high schoolers, which is such a joy. Father Zane and I really love it. But that also means we come in contact very frequently, young love. And I'm not trying to dismiss it as something immature. Sure, some are more immature than others, but it's pretty often you come across in the high schools a couple, young man, young woman, that are very much smitten. And it's so good. When it's pure and just wholesome, it's just good. When a young man encounters someone who's just good, and he's drawn by just being struck by them, that desire to just be with them. And pretty soon just find himself thinking about her and saying her name with sweetness, or even can't stop talking about her to his friends. This is something the Lord, in making us man and woman, wrote on our hearts, and it's good. And it's the reason why the last sentence of our gospel might be this one of, if not the scripture passage, that goes in my head more than any other. From the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. When a young man encounters a woman and just so smitten by her and just falls in love, his heart is full. And from that fullness, he can't help but just want to be around her, want to just speak how good she is. That's one of the greatest joys we can imagine. The heart being so full we can't help ourselves, being in love that we overflow. All the saints have this for the Lord. And I imagine we all know someone in our lives that has this for God. They can't help just wanting to be with God. It's not checking off boxes for them. They just desire the Lord and want to be around him, can't help talking about how good he is to them. They've fallen in love with God, in a sense. The only problem is we fall in love with anything that's good. I don't know. Maybe little pleasures, dessert, coffee, any little thing like that. Those things are good. They're great. But if we fall in love with them in a weird, too high of a degree, it actually is not good for us and can become sinful. If we like shopping, sure, fine, that's great. But if we fall in love with shopping, with possessions, we fall in love with just owning stuff. If we want a good reputation, sure, that's fine. But if we fall in love with our ego, our pride, that becomes sin quickly. The pleasure, the desserts, the shopping, even our own reputation, those things are good. That's not the problem. The problem is when we fall in love with them, to something that shouldn't be the desire of our hearts. The Lord wants to be the one we desire, the one we're in love with. But the only way to fall in love is to fall out of love with the other things that get in the way. From the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. But if our heart is too full with good but lesser things, then we will not desire to be with God. We will not want him, can't help talking about him. We'll just end up checking off boxes instead of wanting to be and to speak his praises with the Lord. And that's what Lent is all about. It's not about losing weight. It's not about disciplining ourselves and doing hard things, as good as those things are. Lent is about falling out of love with those things that we're in love with a little too much, so that we can fall in love with the Lord, which is what he wants so badly. Our spiritual exercise, very practical, a piece of paper and a pen. You can write on the top of it, Lord, what do I need to fall out of love with? I think these things will come to us pretty quickly. Maybe some very obvious sins, maybe just something, I'm a little too attached to that dessert or five cups of coffee. I don't know, something that I'm just in love with a little too much. Lent is so good, because instead of pushing off, like, I'll deal with that later. I know I gotta worry about that, but Lord, let me just enjoy this a little longer. Lent is all about, God, this is keeping my heart from you. My heart is too full with other smaller things. There's not room for you. So let's go. I wanna fall out of love with these things for your sake. Then this Lent, every act of self-denial will be an act of falling out of love with those things, so that we can turn to the Lord in prayer and our hearts will be empty enough we can receive his grace and we can actually start to fall in love with him and have that kind of relationship with the Lord, which is what he wants so bad.